You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
David Burke was a teen YouTuber posting highlights of Fortnite when his videos kept being taken down because of copyrighted music he attached to them. What happened next would change his life.
I talked to my mom. She was like, make your own music, honey. You can do it. Make your own. I was like, you know what? That could be a thing.
Within an hour, he'd made his first song after recording the vocals in his sister's closet. Now, those songs have been streamed billions of times. Simply known as David these days, his new album, Withered, is a post-genre breakup record.
So Withered is kind of that nostalgia bait project where I'm physically taking myself from where I was in the closet with the band lab and all those EPs and taking myself back to that area, like symbolically back to the dirt.
He's got the band with him, and we are getting a show. It's David coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Kids are all right. That's what I said after interviewing 20-year-old David. Just magnetic personality, sees opportunity in everything, and made a really great record. That session coming up in just a few minutes. But first, another live performance recorded by Spoon here in this building. It's Inside Out.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe from NPR. The thing I dig about David's music is that it feels like he's gotten a hold of the last 40 years of indie, shoegaze, R&B, and pop and reorganized them without regard to genre. Yeah, you can hear nods to The Weeknd and by proxy Michael Jackson in his singing, but pull back and you may wonder, why does it sound like The Cure is his backing band? Honestly, it's fearless behavior. I guess I'd be fearless too if a song I recorded on my iPhone in my sister's closet became one of the most streamed songs of the decade. Talking about 2022's Romantic Homicide, which now has over 1.5 billion plays and counting. Today, the 20-year-old David joins me to talk about his debut album, Withered, and how he went from posting Fortnite clips on YouTube to going supernova in the pop world. Plus, we geek out over our shared love of anime and how it influences his storytelling. David's in the studio, and the band is dialed in. Let's get going with a performance of Feel It here on World Cafe.
What do you have in store? One life away we can't explore. I don't wanna get in the way no more. This is the type of thing you can't ignore, right? I'm ready to break down the door, settle the score. I can't let you go away. Smile on your face. You know that I love, love, love the shape. You told me once that I was crazy. I said, baby girl, I know. But I can't let you go away. So don't you get me started now. Warning, yes, I know what made me. So don't leave. Oh, I just love the way you got me feeling.
Recorded live in studio, it's David with a performance of Feel It. It's originally from the Invincible soundtrack, but you can find it on his brand new album, which is available now, Withered. And it comes just a few years after his breakout single amassed more than 1.5 billion plays on Spotify. David is my guest today. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. So great to meet. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So you just played Coachella. And you just released your full-length studio debut album with it.
Full-length studio album, man.
So how's life feel right now? Because I imagine it's got to be pretty good.
Man, I mean, I'm always working. I'm always on the grind. I never take a break. I never take vacations. Like, I'm always on to the next thing. So I'm just excited to promote this album. I'm excited to get on tour. You know what I'm saying? I just did the first Withered show in Houston the other night.
Hometown show.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive. It was amazing.
What keeps you grounded? Because, I mean, this is a lot for anyone to be going through, let alone someone on their first album. But, like, what keeps you grounded through all this stuff?
Family and God. I mean, I keep my family super close, keep my faith super close. I keep, like, everything that I grew up on and that I had as a kid, I keep those values and morals still instilled in myself. So I keep a level head at all times, you know?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. If you're just joining us on World Cafe, David is my guest. We're talking about the new album, Withered, which is available now. I want to do a little bit of an origin story because people need to know this story. You know, for me personally, you had my dream gig, which was to play video games, do be awesome at them, do some awesome crafting in Fortnite, and then upload them to YouTube and make money doing that. Was that your first love? Was that your first passion?
Absolutely. I mean, like, I was trying to be a YouTuber for as long as I can remember. I remember watching, like, Minecraft YouTubers, Dan TDM and Markiplier and Jacksepticeye and Corey Kenshin. And just, I wanted to do that. I just wanted to be in front of a camera with a controller and just have fun. That's all I wanted to do. And music was not even a thought at all.
So the pivot to music, you know, sometimes people get an instrument, sometimes you're in choir.
No,
this was the dreaded copyright strike.
Exactly.
Why did you have to make a change with the music that you were running in your videos?
It was crazy because the first, like, maybe year and a half I was doing it, I was making so much bread on YouTube. But then the algorithm changed. So, like, you had to have a popular song in your video for the views to kick in, you know? And most of the creators that were, you know, championing those trends were getting paid by the artists to do it. So it didn't matter if they made money on their YouTube videos because they already got paid to use a song. But small creators like me, I wasn't getting paid to use a song. So if I put a song in my video, it'd get copyright strike by UMG or whatever. So I was like, man, I'm not making money. I don't got views no more. What do? I talked to my mom. She was like, make your own music, honey. You can do it. Make your own. I was like, you know what? That could be a thing.
Wait.
Now, same day, bro.
You really was. So literally from the idea to the execution
from
to the closet.
From the idea to the execution, I was like, you know, I can do that. So I looked up how to make music on iPhone.
Yeah.
App called BandLab comes up. I'm like, okay, let's see. I plug in my earbuds. No mic, no interface, no nothing. Just the mic. Just the earbuds and the phone. I asked my little sister, can I borrow your closet, please? Because she's the only one in the house with a walk-in closet. She's the most spoiled kid of all time. I'm like, please, 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 your closet's perfect. She's like, okay, fine. Boom. And I go in the closet and I make my first song right there. And this is December 21st, 2021.
You remember the date?
I remember the date, bro. I can't forget it because that's the craziest. It's the craziest thing ever.
So the inspiration came from the art that you were already consuming. It wasn't a music thing, but that's one of the things that I dig about you is that your musical influence doesn't come necessarily from other musicians.
Nope. Comes from Fortnite.
To be fair, it started with Fortnite.
You know? Yeah.
Did you, I imagine over time, though, you started to develop your taste, what you wanted, because from what you can hear from those first tracks to what you hear on Withered, like, Withered feels like a true vision of where you wanted to be.
Absolutely. I mean, like, just getting into music, because I was only listening to classical music and gospel till I was, like, 13, 14.
Yeah.
So when I actually started diving into the different genres and I became, like, a fan of Deftones, Nirvana, Coldplay, Paramore, all these bands, The Neighborhood, Cranberries, The Smiths, all these different types of bands and all these music, it's like, eating M&Ms for so long and then buying Skittles. It's like they look
fresh
the same.
Air.
Exactly, but it's a different flavor. So I was just overloaded with information and I loved like downloading things. I'm a sponge for music. So when I was working on like the later tracks, I was like, yo, I can take this from Tom York and take this from Billie Eilish and be like, and merge it into the sound that I already cultivated just from being me.
Yeah.
But I'm also able to, you know, be teachable and be impressionable with music and notice that I don't know everything, obviously. And I have to kind of position myself in a place to be teachable with this whole music thing.
You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, hanging out with David. New album is called Withered. More on the album in just a moment, but first, we got to get to another live performance. And this was a song that changed everything, man.
Yep.
Romantic Homicide, released in 2022. It's now at over 1.5 billion streams across all services. This probably will make some producers jealous. Can you walk me through how you made it?
Oh, my gosh. Bro, so essentially, after the Fortnite montage thing happened, I made about 6 or 7 other songs in like the post-punk, indie rock kind of vibe. And I was like, one day I had to slow it down a little bit. I had not released a slow song in like a minute since Life's a Dream. And I sat down in the closet and I was like, I need to make something really sad and emotional and that makes me want to feel something. Mind you, I'm homeschooled. I have not been in a relationship. Don't know what love is. Been isolated from the world for about 3 years at this point. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about it. So I get on YouTube. I search up slowcore duster type beat.
Sure.
And I found one from this guy from Indonesia named Dan Darmawan. I downloaded, I put it in BandLab, I export the thing, everything is going smooth, and then everything just kind of flows. I talked about this in a BandLab expo the other day, and the entire track was made in 45 minutes, and it's all in one take.
We got to hear a live recording of Romantic Homicide. It's David here on World Cafe.
feels like you don't care. Enlighten me, my fear. Why am I still here? I don't mean to be a place with the decisions you make, but in the back of my mind, you die.
Recorded live in studio, it's David with Romantic Homicide. David has a new album available now. It is called Withered. He joins me in World Cafe to talk about it. So I want to go inside the world of Withered. Take me inside of it. What was your vision for this album?
This album was, man, I put so much effort and time and kind of my entire being into this project because I have this floral aesthetic that I kind of started with Petals to Thorns and then the Lost Petals and then the White Rose imagery and everything like that. And I have like a very garden aesthetic. And the process of this album was me losing myself to find myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, when flowers grow, they grow out of the dirt. And when they decay, they go back to the dirt. So Withered is kind of that nostalgia bait project where I'm physically taking myself from where I was in the closet with the band lab and all those EPs and taking myself back to that area, like symbolically back to the dirt. So I had to kind of figure out ways to make every single song on Withered sound like a full circle moment from a song on The Lost Petals and Petals of Thorns to give the fans kind of the story that if you were listening to my music since 2022, you'd get this. And if you were a new fan, you also get it.
Yeah.
It's not a debut introduction to David. It's
right.
A continuation and almost a goodbye to David in a way, you know?
The thing that struck me the most about this record, besides the fact that it is pretty genreless,
mm-hmm.
like you don't know what genre you're getting next, is your voice. Your voice is so versatile on this record. How do you figure out what your voice is going to do on a song, what a song is calling for?
It's a spiritual thing. I feel like I don't even know because coming off of Petals to Thorns, like that was a EP that I made before I could sing, you know?
Well, wait, what do you mean before you could
because
sing?
Because there's almost a kind of novice take to every single melody I have that on Petals to Thorns I wasn't pushing for anything. It felt very comfortable on Petals to Thorns, you know,
because yeah.
I had no singing background except for like 2 weeks in church choir when
right.
I was 8 years old.
And then you bailed.
Exactly, right? So with Withered, it was like I've gone on so many tours. I've had a couple of, you know, stumbles where my voice has been blown out and I couldn't sing for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I remember I did this tour in Asia where I ruined my voice.
Oh, man.
And I was like, yo, like I've learned how to sing now and I can do things I couldn't do 2 years ago. So on Friend Again, I'm going for crazy notes. So on Say It Back, I'm using crazy falsetto and I'm trying new things because I can sing now, you know? So it's kind of just like viewing myself from a different lens of, okay, my voice is now an instrument. How can I play this to the best of my ability?
I want to play one performance actually from Petal to Thorns because I want people to hear this track from 2023. This is How It Feels featuring Leve.
Light in the window of where I belong, but I see two shadows up there. So this is how it feels.
Where did the idea for that song come from? Was that you going, I want to do something that sounds like a musical?
Honestly, yeah. So me, Leve, and our good friend Spencer Stewart, who produces all her stuff, and he's an amazing producer, we were just like trying to figure out what the perfect collaboration between me and Leve would be. And we have similar styles, but she's more on the jazz, kind of classical side. Yeah. And I was like, what if the lyrics and the vibe of this song just sounds like a high school play or like High School Musical or like teen rock and like just stuff like that, like Disney, real Disney stuff. And she was like, okay, I like that. So the first line in mine is sitting on the bleachers alone, waiting for the bell to ring. Like, it's the most school stuff ever. And she was vibing with it, and she kind of put that same exact vision into her verse, and the chorus kind of felt like that OG animated Disney vibe.
On some like special
Frozen and all that, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, this is so different than what I've done, and it kind of fits in your world, but also feels like me at the same time. Let's just go with that.
Awesome. We're talking with David here on World Cafe. The new album is available now. It's called Withered. We got another performance to get into right now. Crashing with Kelly Uchis on the album version, but you're doing this one with the band live. I heard you wrote that specifically with Kelly in mind.
Mm-hmm. I was in Houston just writing in my closet. It was the week after I came back from London. I was just working on like 10 more tracks to finish the album on my phone. And I wrote this song called Crashing, and I couldn't get the second verse right. No matter what I tried, my voice just didn't fit. And I remember I was in the studio with Callie like maybe a month prior, and her voice, I just kept ringing in my ear. I was like, yo, let me just send it to her, see what she thinks. Send it to her, and she sent back the verse the next day. She works that fast. And I love artists that work as fast as me, because 45 minutes for a song for me.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. People probably have a hard time keeping up with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the studio sometimes where it just doesn't work because of how the ideas, I just bow, 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 and it just doesn't work out.
Do you do much songwriting with other people?
I try, I'm trying to get in the room with other artists and just, work on that type of thing. But I love working by myself. I do. And I love sending things to people after the fact. But maybe 2025 is a time for me to learn and stop being so ignorant and, learn other people's process.
There's plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time once you get yours going. Let's listen to Crashin'. It's David here on World Cafe.
Baby, baby, I've been asleep for far too long. So when you wake me, say you love me and sing our song. I don't wanna be useless, I don't wanna be stupid, I don't wanna be dumb. I know you've been going through it, but baby, I've been going through it all.
recorded live in studio here in Philadelphia. It's David. Performance of Crashing. It's from his new album, Withered, which is available now. I'm joined by David. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. I got to say, I am an anime sicko. And I'm always looking for someone to talk with about anime.
We're here, brother. We're
Sounds
here,
like
brother.
I came to the right person.
We're here, brother.
Tell me about your connection to anime.
Man, my dad. My dad
Your
is
dad?
The guy. Yeah. He's such a fan of just like Japanese culture in general. And he brought home this big stack of all the Dragon Ball arcs one day on DVD.
And that's like hundreds of hours worth of
hundreds of hours. And he made me sit downstairs. This is when I lived in New York. And we'd be in the basement, and he had this crazy man cave. Like, it's just crazy TV, crazy speakers, like, all these, like, because he does martial arts, too. He had all his swords and, like, his staff, everything down there. It was, like, the craziest thing. And we just watched Dragon Ball every single night past my bedtime, too. I have to sneak downstairs, and my mom would be sleeping. My dad would be like, come on, let's watch. We watched Dragon Ball every single night on a school night, and just, I finished it all. And I was like, yo, this is the craziest thing. People are like flying and doing all, and it's a different language too.
Yeah.
I had to read subtitles, and that's really how I learned how to read for real. It was from reading subtitles of anime. Yes,
no kidding.
Bro, I swear.
So you're a sub guy then?
Bro, always sub. Because I got the voice actors. It's all about the voice actors out there. I gotta make sure that I'm really involved in the culture in that way.
Yeah. For our audience, there's a big divide between anime fans. Some people prefer the subtitled, which is the original Japanese artist doing the VO. Some people want the dubs. I respect whatever you want to do, but I'm always curious. People have a point of view on
big
that.
Big sub guy.
All right. The idea of anime makes its way into your music, and I don't want to be presumptuous about how I talk about this, so maybe you can sort of tell me how you bridge those two worlds.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of the outros and intros of anime. They're the most crucial moments of the soundtrack for me because it sets the tone of the anime. I love the way that Toei kind of puts together their intros and outros for Dragon Ball and One Piece, and I love the way MAPPA did Jujutsu Kaisen with the E songs. It is very rock based, and I love rock music. So for songs like Rehab, songs like The Bridge, songs like Leave for 2016, all my rock songs are influenced by anime intros and things like that.
Okay, so in my head, I was listening to the record. I was like, what are you waiting for? Feels like it could be like an OP or an ending theme.
Yep.
Wow.
One of those ones.
So you kind of hit on it a little bit with some of the companies, the production companies.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any specific composers, anyone's work you really, really dig?
I'm in contact with Yuki Hayashi right now, who does the My Hero Academia.
Bro,
we're working on some things right now.
No way.
Bro, when I met him, I was in Japan last year, and I met him. It was the most euphoric thing of all time.
No way.
So I was like, bro. Bro, he's so goated, bro. His melodies are awesome. Like, the way he composes his strings, it's just, he's a legend.
Oh, man.
Legend.
You say, Ryan, the theme for My Hero is incredible. Maybe
bro.
Audience can hear a little bit of that because how often we get to talk about it. My Hero Academia here on World Cafe. Words I never thought I would utter. I'm Kaleo here with David. New album is called Withered. We got one more performance to get to. Tell us about Afterlife.
Dude, Afterlife
closes the
song.
Album.
It closes the album, but it's also the craziest thing because I made it like a year and a half ago for as the intention of it being an outro for an album that didn't even exist yet. There was no Withered. There was no Feel It Out. There was no anything out. I was like, I have to write a perfect outro that sounds like a goodbye, because in this song I'm talking about my death.
So you are being somewhat like not literal, but like this is about you. This isn't about someone else.
This is about me. Yeah.
Do you remember what sparked you to think about this?
This was maybe November, October 2023. I just got off the SZA tour. I was wanting to write a very, very introspective track about just how everything felt at that point. I just got off this huge tour. EP's doing numbers, songs are going platinum. Like, I was like, okay, maybe I should write something that contradicts what I'm feeling right now, because I'm feeling a lot of good vibes and feeling very euphoric. And I wanted something that made me stop and think about the legacy of my art.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the foundation of what Withered is.
Beautiful. Let's check it out. It's David with Afterlife here on World Cafe.
Something's missing from inside of me. Some once know what wasn't mine. The devil told me you were good for me. My mother told me he would lie. What doesn't kill you waits for later. Tries to keep you alive, Phil. I thought a girl would make me happy, but real love is not for sale. Try to pretend something else is making me cry when you cross the line. I'm still by your side.
I'm with you.
And when I die,
live in studio. It's David with the performance of Afterlife. The new album is Withered. It is available now. Plenty of big things ahead for David in 2025 and beyond. My dude, it was absolutely a pleasure. Congratulations on all the success. Can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you, bro.
It's David. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe. We'll be right back. Well, that was fun. Welcome back to World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Thanks again to David. His new album, Wither, debut record, is available now. Thanks to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. And if you want to see those performances again, and those performances with his band were so good, and hear that conversation, you can find it on our YouTube page at World Cafe. He's a star. I think we'll be hearing from him for quite some time to come. Can't wait to hear what comes next. Here's Bakar with Helen back on World Cafe.
Faces we rain. You will see beauty give away.
There you go. The latest from Japanese Breakfast. The song is called Picture Window. It is from Four Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. Our own Raina Duras had the chance to speak to Michelle Zauner, who performs as Japanese Breakfast, about the books and art that influenced the record, themes that run through it, and how touring on Melancholy made her happier than she's been in a while. Pretty cool conversation up now at worldcafe.org. Up next, new music from a band out of Virginia, a trio that really impressed us in their live performance and do not disappoint on their new album. That's next on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. For the last few months on the show, I've been saying the kids are all right, because we've had a lot of young, up-and-coming artists and bands really impressed, like Yasmin Williams and Uday, and the artist you heard earlier, David. Another band that is impressed, out of Virginia, the Trio of Palmyra. Check out new music from their latest album, Restless. This is Arizona.
Drink out in the desert, morning coffee, born again inside the head of someone unsure of who they're supposed to be. Leave me open, Arizona. Leave me open.
trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Thank you. shaking like a leaf on a tree that's coming loose from the stem. Shaking like a leaf on a tree, because I'm coming loose, my man. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my.